Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Top of the hour, it sounds like Ted Leonsis might be speaking about today's developments. Caps, Wiz staying in the nation's capital. Let's talk to Eric Flack, WSA TV 9. He's been all over this story. He's been on with us a bunch over the last year. What an incredible several months this has been, Eric. I mean, we've called you for updates every step of the way. Today was an okey-doke, wasn't it?
I did not expect this when I woke up this morning. I mean, I knew we all did not know that what was going to happen next with this arena deal. But I got to be honest, I did not expect this to come together this quick. And for Ted Leonsis and the Monumental crew to kind of wave the white towel in Virginia this quick, but that's what happened, and we started hearing about it this afternoon, and it quickly became clear that an announcement was coming, and you start reaching out to Virginia officials, and they're telling you they're about to issue a statement. You kind of knew from the Virginia officials who kind of announced that the negotiations were over, and, you know, congrats on to Ted Leonsis on getting a new deal. What the outcome was, but yeah, the $515 million, the control, you know, the streetscape improvements down here in the Penn Quarter area, around Gallery Place, around the arena, it was enough to get it done. Maybe he saw the writing on the wall, the Attorney General getting involved in D.C. threatening legal action, and he just decided, you know what, enough is enough. I'll just take the deal I got, but I didn't expect it to happen like this.
How did this come together this quickly? I guess the framework was already in place, but still, it just seems insane to me that we were doing Virginia like a day ago, and now it's like, nope, we've always been here, plus $15 million.
Listen, I've talked to people from the city who said, especially in recent weeks, were in contact with Monumental. They definitely kept their cards close to the vest. I think the negotiating group, so to speak, with Ted Leonsis was not all of D.C. Council. Like, you know, I think it was, you know, Chairman Mendelson, Phil Mendelson, who's chair of the D.C. Council. I think it was Mayor Bowser. I think it was her top people. I think, you know, it's somewhere along the line, and we're going to find out here in a couple minutes when a press conference starts with Mayor Bowser, Ted Leonsis, and others. We're going to find out, you know, what got the deal done? You know, yes, it was an extra $15 million, but that doesn't seem like enough to, you know, change somebody's mind. You know, was it the vision? Was it the city's commitment to do more on their own dime around the arena to kind of clean up this area, which has always been an issue? You know, were there some concessions that they threw in to sweeten the pot that just had him as a businessman saying, you know what, a deal's a deal? And I think when he finally said, okay, let's talk seriously, I think Mayor Bowser got burned so bad on the first go round with not getting this deal done. I would imagine she got her people in a room with his people and said, let's hammer this out now. Let's not you know, mess around this time. You know, I was criticized for losing this team, these teams once. I'm certainly not going to lose them twice. And I think that may have played a role in just, you know, her seeing an opportunity, an opening, and then things moving very quickly from there.
Eric Flack of Channel 9. Only got about a minute left here. So briefly, I'm curious, how do you think this affects the Commanders to RFK? Do they have enough money to figure that out too?
One of the first questions that I or somebody in this press conference is going to ask, it's on everybody's mind, and I'm sure that Ted Leonsis is going to love sharing his moment in the spotlight with a question about a Commander stadium for Josh Harris. I think, you saw the reports out of the owners' meeting. You saw that Josh Harris has been watching what was going on in Virginia. I think if there's the money, I fully expect Mayor Bowser to say this changes nothing. The question is, it's the Phil Mendelsons of the world. It is other D.C. council people who actually supported keeping, you know, the Caps and the Wizards at Capital One, who don't necessarily support, you know, the Commander Stadium. So, you know, yes, I think I don't think she's going to say we're done. That'd be a bigger headline. That's not going to happen. I do think, though, that in a city that has a revenue issue that just gave away $500 million, $500 million to Ted Leonsis, I don't know what couch they're going to find another billion under for Josh Harris. But, you know, he's been known for financing his own projects. So we shall see.
Eric, thank you as always, but I know you're swamped.
Take it easy.
See you, bro.
Eric Flack, Channel 9 in D.C. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Ted Leonsis is going to speak before we're off the air. We're taking you up to 6:30 on GND. Also, Jaden Daniels Pro Day today. We've got some thoughts on some of the rumblings coming out from that Pro Day. Danny, we need a third and final hint. Nats, who am I?
I played over 150 games last year. I played over 150 games for the Nationals last season.
You know what to do. Good luck. You're trying to win opening day tickets. GND on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.